Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Keeley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Keeley. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Phil Galliano. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Galliano moves to second. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Galliano moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galliano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaHood. The throw from Egan and he is safe. LaHood steals second. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McKinney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McKinney moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to second. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spence moves to third. Egan moves to second. Steve Keeley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keeley is 0-for-1 in the game. Keeley strikes out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Spence scores. Egan moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Egan scores. Morales scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. McKinney moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bill Lee now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Galeano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaHewitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LaHewitt for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morales. Scott scores. Josephson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Phil Galeano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galeano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Galeano hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Galeano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Egan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Steve Keeley. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Horland pinch runs for Mike Hershberger. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McKinney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Bradley now pitching. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Petrocelli moves to third. One out. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence juggles the ball. That's an error on Spence. Petrocelli scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive towards short. Morales reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. May bunts towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-3 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Galliano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Galliano reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio bunts in front of the plate. Egan juggles the ball. That's an error on Egan. Galliano moves to third. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Egan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Egan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. La Hewitt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Bill Lee. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore hits a fly ball into center field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly strikes out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. McKinney strikes out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 4 for 4 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 4 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Galliano takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Egan for a passed ball. Galliano moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 4 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Rico Petroselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petroselli is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Petroselli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galliano scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.